The Bush administration will have to decide soon whether to order the General Electric Corporation to dredge some 100,000 pounds of mud from the Hudson River. It may be contaminated with polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs. Some area residents say there is a much bigger cleanup problem on the land in the upper Hudson River Valley. Andrea Bernstein of member station WNYC reports.
In the 1950s and 60s, the residents who lived near the West Glens Falls town dump would forage for discarded capacitors from two General Electric plants nearby. Paul Green, a child then, would visit a neighbor,
old Chet Tucker, and would sit around in his backyard stripping motors and tearing apart these canisters and pulling the copper out of them for him to sell.
The capacitors contained PCB oil. Green says he would dump it right in the yard. Years later, in 1979, the State Department of Environmental Conservation tested the dump and the private land nearby. It removed PCB-tainted soil and put in fresh topsoil. Private lands were left unmonitored until 1999, when the state found high levels of PCBs in the soil. So it began to remove the dirt last fall, says Tom Harrington, Paul Green's father.
But when they got digging, they got over there where the canister, they found the canister, it was 3,500 parts per million.
A level of one part per million requires remediation, so the state removed some 200 tractor-trailer loads of dirt, Harrington estimates. When his daughter Tammy heard about those levels, she began to wonder if they were linked to boils she's had since she was a child.
I've had them all my life. I don't even remember the very first one I got, you know, on my breasts, under my arms, in my groin area, in the insides of my thighs.
Medical literature going back to 1937 shows boils, cysts, and chloracne result from PCB exposure. And there are other ailments. Tom Harrington says he has back problems. His neighbor, Michael Mabb, has heart trouble. Mabb's wife, Penny, has had three brain aneurysms. Those symptoms, too, have been linked to PCBs. Now the Harringtons and their neighbors say hundreds of area residents may have been exposed to dangerous PCB levels for more than 20 years. Walter Hang is president of Toxics Targeting, a firm that compiles government environmental data.
There are literally hundreds of homes in the area that have never been tested for PCB contamination.
Hang's firm recently issued a report showing six times as many PCBs were dumped on land as were dumped in the Hudson.
The people who lived on the contaminated properties for more than 20 years should be the subjects of a very extensive public health survey.
There has never been an epidemiological study that examines the link between PCBs and the health of these area residents. The General Electric Company has maintained PCBs are not a human health hazard. The company did not return phone calls about the West Glens Falls dump site, but GE Vice President Steve Ramsey has said GE has always followed the law with respect to the release of PCBs. The state says it will only investigate private land further if presented with evidence of high PCB levels. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in Queensbury, New York.